Mishnah Dalet, there is an important principle which needs to be taken into account in pretty much every malacha of Shabbos. And that is the principle known as Meleches Machsheves. This principle is learnt from the Mishkan, which is really the source for all of the 39 malachas of Shabbos. And the basic meaning of this concept is that one is only liable for doing a malacha on Shabbos if it is a constructive malacha which he planned to do. Which means that if he tried to do something in a particular way, and it ended up happening in a different way, which he is not happy with and does not fulfill his plan or his intention, then he will not be chayev. And the Mishnah gives an example and explains it in the context of the melacha of haitza'ah, of carrying from one domain into another, or in a Rosh Hasharabim. Hamiskaven haitzi lefonov uvolei la'achrov. One who intends to carry something out in front of him, but he ended up carrying it behind him. For example, let's say he had a bag around his neck, and it was in front of him, and let's say he rushed outside, and in doing so, the bag swung backwards, and he ended up taking it whilst it was behind him and he couldn't really see it. Says the Mishnah Potter, he is exempt, since he intended to carry it in front of him, where he could see the item, take care of it, make sure it's there still, but he ended up taking it and carrying it when he couldn't really see it. So his intention and plan was not fulfilled, and this is therefore not considered a Meleches Machsheves, and one is only chayav for a melacha if it is a Meleches Machsheves. On the other hand, says the Mishnah La'achrav, if he intended to carry it behind him, so he didn't really mind that he wasn't watching over it. So then, uvolei lefonov, if it swung in front of him, and he ended up actually carrying it in front of him, chayev, he is liable for breaking Shabbos, since this is an even better way for him of carrying it. So his plan was fulfilled, plus more. Now the Mishnah adds, be'emes omru, in truth they said, we had this phrase back in the first parak of the Masechta, and whenever the Mishnah says be'emes omru, it refers to a clear halacha, often to a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, but it always refers to a clear halacha, which has been passed down from one generation to another, and pretty much everyone agrees with this. So the Mishnah says, ha'isha hachigeres basinar, a woman who is wearing an apron, and the aprons they had weren't tied to the woman so well, so it would often swing from side to side and even backwards. So b'imel foneha or b'imel achareha, whether the apron ends up being in front of her or behind her, if let's say she placed an item inside the apron, let's say where there was a pocket in the apron, and she put something in the pocket, whether the apron ends up being behind her or in front of her, chayeves, she is liable, shekein roi li'eschizer, because it is fitting and common for it to go back and forth, and therefore really her intention is to take it out wherever the apron is. She knows that the object might end up flying behind her, but that was still her intention, since this is such a common thing. It is still considered a Meleches Machsheves, even if it swings back or forward. Rabbi Yehuda adds furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Mekabalei Piskin, even messengers who accept notes, and we're referring to important officials, whose job it was to transfer a message or a note from one person to another, and they would often do this in a rush, and they would put whatever they had to carry inside a sort of tube, which they would then tie around their neck. And it was very loose, so it would constantly be swinging. And although in general it would stay in front of them, it would happen on occasion that it would swing backwards. So Rabbi Yehuda says the same applies in this case. Their intention must have been from the beginning that the tube will go backwards. And therefore, even if it does swing backwards, it's still considered a Meleches Machsheves. And some explain that the Tanakama argues with Rabbi Yehuda, because according to the Tanakama, since it does not swing backwards so often, this is not necessarily included in the intention and the plan of the official, and therefore it would not be considered a Meleches Machsheves if he ends up carrying it when it is behind him.